Experts say a Chinese oil company under U.S. sanctions is likely to keep its influence in the South China Sea, even with the economic restrictions in place. The sanctions, which took effect December 3rd, came from an executive order issued by the White House in November. The company is China National Offshore Oil Corporation, CNOOC, a major Chinese oil driller working in the South China Sea. The sanctions ban U.S. citizens and companies from trading the company's shares. U.S. officials ordered the restrictions because they believe the oil company cooperates with China's military. CNOOC did not answer a VOA request for comment. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the goal of the sanctions is to restrict the reach of Chinese companies that have military ties. CNOOC is the first oil and gas company on a list of 35 Chinese companies facing the same sanctions. The company has yearly sales of about $33 billion. U.S. citizens are among its investors. CNOOC has active oil operations in the disputed South China Sea. Some area experts say the U.S. sanctions will not interfere with these operations, nor with CNOOC's overall financial success. The company's American investment is estimated to be just 16%. CNOOC can easily find other non-U.S. sources for financing, including possibly the Chinese government, the experts say. Alexander Vuving is a professor at the Daniel K. Inouye Asia-Pacific Center for Security Studies in Hawaii. He told VOA that oil drilling equipment and supplies can largely be found outside the United States. CNOOC's involvement in the South China Sea is seen as an extension of China's influence in the 3.5 million square kilometer waterway. Six governments have competing claims in the South China Sea. China claims about 90% of the sea as its territory and often sends Coast Guard ships throughout the area. CNOOC is not just a company, but it's also on the forefront of China's sovereignty struggles, sovereignty combat against the other countries, Vuving said. China has angered other claimants to the sea by creating small artificial islands in the disputed waterway. Observers say Chinese crews have developed some of the land for military purposes. Vietnam is another country exploring oil and gas in the South China Sea. It has expressed concerns about CNOOC's development in the area. In 2014, an oil rig linked to the Chinese driller led to a boat crashing incident in waters east of Vietnam. The incident led to anti-China rioting in Vietnam. Over the past 2 years, Chinese ships have also passed near Vietnamese exploration areas. The actions led to criticism by Vietnam's government. CNOOC is seeking to cooperate with other countries in the South China Sea as well. The company is targeting partners looking to receive financial support and technical expertise. In September, for example, the driller offered 19 offshore areas in the South China Sea for joint exploration with foreign companies. Carl Fayer is a professor of Southeast Asian Studies at the University of New South Wales in Australia. He told VOA that China and the Philippines are seeking to complete a joint exploration deal signed 2 years ago. The big deal, I think, is really where does this service contract with the Philippines get finalized?
Fayer said.
The goal of the U.S. sanctions is to pressure against awarding contracts between China and other countries, said Jay Potumbakal, a professor at the University of the Philippines. But if CNOOC is stopped, he said, China can quickly find another company for exploration with the Philippines. Vuving said he thinks the U.S. sanctions could hurt CNOOC mainly in terms of prestige. That opinion is shared by Mark Valencia of China's National Institute for South China Sea Studies. He wrote in a recent Asia Times commentary, the U.S. sanctions could reduce CNOOC's stock value and severely damage the company's reputation. I'm Armin Kasabian.